Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We entered it, George, thinking that the big story was going to be, what did Miami do at number five? Did they move up? You know, did they take Tua if they stay at five? Is he still there? Do they take Justin Herbert? Do they like him better than Tua? It really stand pat. You know, there weren't any trades in the top 10. And with the fifth pick, they took Tua I'm not even going to try to destroy his name. Tagovailoa. Yeah.
Yep.
They took him at number five, which I liked. But the bottom line is this. That wasn't the big story of the draft. The big story of the draft was that with their superstar, future Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion quarterback Aaron Rodgers fully expecting the Packers brain trust to draft a skill position player, probably thinking wide receiver to go next to Devontae Adams, they instead turn back the clock and treat him like Brett Favre and go ahead and draft his successor, Jordan Love. Here's what Rodgers was thinking before the draft.
It depends on what position we pick. You know, it might be a little upbeat and excited to be an offensive guy, but you know, maybe it's a big tough defensive guy as well. But either way, I'm going to welcome him to the team. But it'd be kind of cool. We haven't had, you know, we haven't picked a skill player in the first round in the last 15 years, so that'd be kind of cool.
There's not a hint, George.
There's not even a voice
that right that they might actually pick a quarterback. I'm going to let you have the floor. What do you think?
First of all, I hated this pick. I mean,
really?
It is just, oh, I couldn't have, I hate it with a power of a thousand suns, Chris. Because if you look at Aaron Rodgers, they just gave him like $80 million last year. So that means that you're expecting him to be around for a few more years. And he has already made it clear that he intends on playing, you know, like Tom Brady time. He's already 36. And yes, they did the same thing to Brett Favre when Brett Favre was 35. Though, but they drafted a guy when he's 36. So I get that you're looking for the future, but you already gave this dude a mint and he clearly intends on playing for a while. And in the NFC and in the playoffs, it was clear. I mean, absolutely clear that they were outmanned and outgunned. I mean, they didn't stand literally a snowball's chance in hell in that playoff game. They got housed and it wasn't Aaron Rodgers' fault. It was just a matter that they just did not have enough.
Yeah, physically they got pushed around.
Yeah,
right? And they got pushed around.
Yeah, the 49ers beat them up 37-20. Aaron Rodgers threw for 326 yards, touchdowns.
You watched the game, right? You're not just reading the stat because he wasn't good.
When he was 31 for 39.
That was most of that came in the second half after the
game
was over.
He had no protection. I mean, Chris, here's the truth.
I'm not saying
there is no way.
Him. I'm just saying, let's not sit here because we can just look at the box score and say, wow, Aaron was good. Aaron wasn't good. It was a game for one half and Aaron did nada. And that's my thing. I agree.
He had nothing. What do you mean? He had a toothless Jimmy Graham. He had Devontae Adams, who had a great game.
I'm not saying it was all his fault. I'm just saying when the game was in the balance, he did nothing. He did a stat pad for this, Rob Parker would say. He put up all those numbers after the game was over. So that's all I'm saying. But here's what I'm going to throw at you. I think that the Packers feel like, because they need another receiver to go next to Devontae.
Yeah.
And I think
their next
feel
best
like,
guy was, they had Lazard, and then the running back Aaron Jones, toothless Jimmy Graham, Mercedes Lewis, Camaro, whoever that dude is.
See, I thought that they might go for the receiver, but apparently they feel like, and I'm not mad at this, they can get a decent receiver in the second round. That's
so why not draft a defensive lineman or draft a linebacker, something like that. There are plenty of people on the board that they could have drafted. Like when you look at the
defense wasn't that bad last year. It was bad against the 49ers.
That was a bad
matchup for them. You know that. That was just a bad.
But the 49ers aren't going anywhere.
Matchup this year.
That's what I'm saying. The 49ers aren't going anywhere.
Hold on. You praising your boy Aaron. Aaron has not been Aaron lately. Now, you got to admit that. He has been falling off lately. I'm the first to tell you, I've always loved Aaron Rodgers. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, clearly. He's arguably, until Mahomes came along, looked like the best guy we'd ever seen throw the football along with Dan Marino. But he's been to the playoffs one time in the last 3 years. His passer rating
last...
Hold on. It 2 years ago, it was because he wasn't that good. And last year, his passer rating was the worst of his career. It was 12th in the NFL. QBR was the worst of his career. 20th in the NFL. His passer rating was the lowest since 2015. You just talked yesterday about how Tom Brady wasn't very good last year. Aaron Rodgers was just a tad bit better great receiver in Devontae Adams good running back in Aaron Jones. I'm telling you.
Aaron Jones didn't come on. They didn't start playing Rodgers him really to the middle of the season.
What? No.
Aaron Jones wasn't rolling.
Rodgers can talk all he wants about wanting to play as long as Tom Brady. He does not look like he's on the Tom Brady, Drew Brees bus. He looks like he's more on the Peyton Manning tip, where Manning fell off at 38. So, look, we tend to think, everybody's going till they're 41, 42. Now, no! Some of these dudes are going to fall off in normal time, and Rodgers is kind of looking like that. They did the right thing.
How dare you? Look, if you look at the last two seasons with Aaron Rodgers, because the season before that, he was injured. This is a dude who still...
They were 6-9 2 years ago.
In the last 2 years, he's throwing the least amount of interceptions he has in his entire career.
That's the one thing he does right. Because he'll throw the ball out of bounds.
The one thing, he threw 25 touchdowns and 26 touchdowns.
Pressure. I give him... He doesn't throw picks until they get to the playoffs. But in the regular season, he doesn't throw picks. Hold on, you know I'm
4,000 yards a year? 4,000 you threw for 4,400 and 4,000.
That's nothing now. It's a new NFL. Pat Mahomes has set a new standard.
Somebody should come over there and tackle you right now. How dare you blasphemy and slander the name of Aaron Rodgers when you look at his supporting cast from the wide receiver standpoint last year. They had Devontae Adams, and Devontae Adams missed a good portion of the season with that toe injury. So he was playing with a bunch of dudes he was playing with what the Warriors were playing with this year, playing basketball. He was playing with G League players.
You don't give Tom Brady that excuse. You don't give Tom Brady that excuse. You know, when he was playing with a bunch of chumps, you jumping on him. And here you are. I thought you were making stuff up. Aaron Jones came on at the end. Aaron Jones ran for 116 yards in their second game of the season. 107 in the fifth. Fifth game.
And what did he do?
The last three
they weren't
of the last
feeding him.
Five.
100 yards is not the senior.
What?
Doesn't mean you are establishing the running game. They because Aaron Jones established himself as a passing threat and a running threat.
Against Minnesota, he carried 23 times for 116 yards. That's not establishing the running game? I don't know what
that is. But
okay.
And then what do they do right after that? They come back against the Broncos. He barely touches the ball. Then they come back against the Eagles. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers was that was the next week. Come back. Aaron Rodgers is the leading rusher with 46 yards and 5 carries. Like, come on. I know exactly what I'm talking about here. And then, yes, he did come back against the Cowboys. 19 carries, 107 yards. That's when they figured out, let's continue to get this dude involved. But toward the end of the season is really when they really started establishing him in the passing game and the running game, because Aaron Jones is a dual threat running back. And if you give Aaron Aaron Rodgers, another wide receiver threat, the team is going to be better. So I got to ask
they
you this question,
get
Chris.
That, I think,
since you
in
like
the second
pick,
round.
Since you like this pick.
But hold on, let me explain, because I'm not saying he's going to battle Rodgers for the starting job next year. He's not playing for the next at least 2 years, if not 3 or 4.
He's going to need a new contract at that point.
He's got talent. Some people actually say he reminds them a little bit talent-wise of Pat Mahomes. You don't need him to play now. He's kind of a project. Let him grow and develop under Aaron Rodgers. And then when Rodgers falls off in 2 or 3 years, you got your heir apparent. I can get a receiver I like in the second round.
No, hold on. I get that logic, Chris. That technically makes sense until you add it into the fact, the details. You add it into the fact that you're trying to win a championship this upcoming season. So if the Packers don't think that they're going to have a football season this year, great pick. If they think they're going to have a football season this year, they didn't get any closer in the first round to beating the 49ers. I would have rather they traded out of the first
they
round.
Play with. And I'll
I'm just
you
saying,
that.
I would have rather.
That's the one thing.
And the Seahawks are going to be better. The Seahawks are going to be better next year. The Vikings are going to be kind of be on the same pace. So they may be getting pushed around again. So if you have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, why on earth would you waste while he's still playing well? Why would you waste
putting
on the bench?
When is it on Aaron Rodgers? If he's the greatest thrower of the football we've ever seen and all this, it's about time he delivered another Super Bowl. Because I don't see Russell Wilson with a bunch of weapons. I don't see Tom Brady last year with a bunch of weapons. I'm tired. And
Here's the truth.
But the last few years, Aaron Rodgers has not been the Aaron Rodgers of 5 years ago.
I will agree with that. But when you bring up those other two names, particularly Russell Wilson, here is the truth that people don't want to admit, because I love Aaron Rodgers. I think he's a fantastic quarterback and one
obviously
of the most talented guys that we have ever seen play the position. However, Russell Wilson is a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
He makes the playoffs.
Wow.
Yes, he makes Russell Wilson.
Wow.
If you look at. Yes, that
I
is
I don't know if I go that I, far. I be, well, last few years.
I believe
but,
that with woo. Every. When you look at Russell Wilson's career, he hasn't missed the playoffs 1 year. And what has this dude
all
been
right,
playing with the last couple
then.
Years?
No
Nothing.
Excuses. No. Are you in a fraternity?
No, I'm in okay, me I'll, by me.
I was going to say, you know, excuses are tools of incompetence. With them, we build great monuments of nothingness. Those who use them seldom amount to anything else. Therefore, sir, I have no excuses. That's what I'm saying to Aaron Rodgers. No excuses.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Because you know who did take a receiver. A good one. C.D. Lamb to the Dallas Cowboys. I like it. I picked the Cowboys to make the Super Bowl last year. I'm not sure if I'm going to pick them this year or not. There's something about them that just, you know, I got burned last year, and there's something about that's making me hesitant to go all in with them this year. But I got time. But I do love this pick. I mean, and Dak now, there's no excuses. And I'm a Dak guy. I love the intangibles. I love the leadership. I love his character. I love, you know, doesn't have the best arm in the world, but it's good enough, very, you know, good enough arm. And I call him a game-managing playmaker.
What?
He's a game manager with playmaking abilities, because he can make a play for you with his arm, or he can make a play for you with his legs. And now he's got all these weapons around him. I, as a Dak fan, am saying you gotta deliver.
People use game manager like it's a four-letter word.
Is he not a game manager? I know. I mean, he's a game manager, but he's a game manager
like,
plus.
He's a game manager plus.
Okay, Alex Smith plus. Because Alex couldn't make the plays with his legs that Dak can. You with me on that, I could tell.
Okay. Dak Prescott. You cannot call a guy who threw for almost 5,000 yards last year and 30 touchdowns.
Yards are a bit overrated.
I will agree with you there. They are a bit overrated. However, there have only been, what, like 8 or 9 people to ever throw for 5,000? And then he's creeping up on that. So that's not just a game manager. And truthfully, the best quarter, like, I think that people overuse that term in a negative. When you really think about it, the best quarterbacks in the world, Russell Wilson is a game manager. Peyton Manning was a game manager. Tom Brady is a game manager. That means that they understand the situation, that they play to the clock,
I don't know what you mean. Okay, I'm going to tell you. I'm not using game manager as a negative because, again, I'm a Dak guy. But when I think game manager, I know you mentioned these guys, and yeah, okay, of course. They're smart. They don't throw interceptions for the most part. They manage the game as well as anybody that's played the game at quarterback. I get all that. But when we say game manager, and you know this, you're just trying to be difficult. When we say game manager, we mean the guy that's not going to win the game for you with his arm. He's not going to throw the deep passes and be spectacular as an individual. But he's not going to make the mistakes. He's going to move the ball down the field, whether it's handing the ball off, dink and dunk. You know, he's a smart quarterback, but he's not a spectacular quarterback. You know that's what we mean. So I'm saying Dak is that guy, doesn't throw a ton of interceptions. It doesn't have, you know, isn't the huge, great passer of like an Aaron Rodgers, but passes well and can make spectacular plays with his legs. I say he's a game manager plus.
I would rather have Dak Prescott than Cam Newton.
Last year's Cam won MVP?
Except for Cam's MVP season. No, seriously, except for Cam's MVP season. Every other year, I would have rather had last year's Dak Prescott because he was dependable. He was like, you knew what you were going to get. And if you surround him with any semblance of a running game so they can do their play action and all that stuff.
He's had a running game his entire career except for those 6 games when Zeke was out.
Last year, the Cowboys had trouble running the ball for a little bit of stretches.
Now, I give you, I don't think Zeke was Zeke. But heck, he still ran for 1,500 yards almost, and his yards per carry was the same as it always is, around 4.5.
But so watching those games, particularly the games toward the middle of the season where they struggled, they did have trouble running the football. But did you notice the biggest turnaround with Dak? That was when he got Amari Cooper. That was a big boost. Yes. And now him getting CeeDee Lamb, that's going to open it up for Zeke even more. It's going to open it up for Dak. So I expect Dak to have his best year that he's ever had.
I'm with you. So you sound like me. You sound like you're a Dak guy too, which I can respect because I am too. I'm with you on Dak. So you think he's going to have a great year. So what's that mean for the Cowboys? I mean, they obviously are Super Bowl contenders in your book.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What's the problem? Listen,
there are some things in life that you can count on. I am in the Shannon Sharp camp that they are, or the Stephen A camp where they are a disaster waiting to happen. They find a way to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Dak's got to be the guy. That's one of the things I like Dak about may Dak. Score, he's he got to be 40, that guy.
He may
he
throw
is
40
the adult
touch,
in the room. He is the high character guy. He's got to. I'm telling you, because I'm with you. That's what they've been the last 25 years. But that's why I love Dak Prescott. He's supposed to change all that. And he's got to do it. He's got to take ownership of that locker room. He's got to get the dudes on the right page. He's got to get them to where they don't make the stupid mistake, beat themselves, whatever. He didn't do that last year because in their big games, he didn't throw a lot of touchdowns. Correct. But I'm with you. I like him. But Dak's got to be that guy. You can't tell me, George, he's going to have his best season yet and they not contenders. I'm not saying they get there, but they better be in the playoffs for sure and capable of making some noise once they get there for him to have his best season ever.
With the Cowboys, I'll believe it when I see it. I feel like that Dak could throw 40 touchdowns, 11 picks, 5,200 yards, and they still find a way to miss the playoffs. And everybody's going to be like, how you going to blame Dak? And then they're going to try to franchise tag him again.
At certain point,
hit somebody over the head.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Jalen Hurts going to the Philadelphia Eagles. Let me just get a little bit in, and then you can have the floor. Look, nobody in their right mind is saying, oh, you know, Carson Wentz is in trouble. He's clearly a very good quarterback. Borderline great, certainly if he could stay healthy. He's clearly the guy there banking their future on because they gave him the huge money. So there's no controversy right now. However, here's the problem. Wentz is likely to get hurt. He gets hurt just about every year for some degree of time. And if he gets hurt for any significant stretch, I could see, even though he's a rookie, I could see Jalen Hurts stepping in there and playing well and leading them to W's. I also could see that locker room really liking Jalen Hurts, which has been a little bit of an issue at times for Wentz. So that's all I'm saying. It's interesting. What do you think?
It's hard not for anybody to dislike Jalen Hurts because he's a winner. He comes in, he works hard, he does everything that you expect a quarterback to do. He won at Alabama, won at Oklahoma. But here is the thing about Carson Wentz. The most important ability in life, in sports, in anything else is availability. Because if you're not available, you are useless. When he went out with that concussion, I was more valuable as a quarterback than he was because I could actually get out there. I mean, anybody.
Only been healthy, George, one full season in his 4 years.
Yeah, and that is, and you look at it, he's played rookie year, 16 games, then 13 games, 11 games, and then last year. Granted, I'm a person who believes as a former player who they did not take concussion seriously when I was playing. I am all in on the concussion train and players doing what's best for their long-term health. However, the truth must be told. Your quarterback cannot take himself out in a playoff game. He cannot take himself out. Like other people can take you out, but you can't take yourself out. It is a bad look. And as granted, his teammates are going to say the right things publicly. But
let me ask you something. As a former NFL player, if that happens, what are dudes really thinking? You said it can't happen. It happened. So what are dudes really thinking?
Oh, man, come on, man. He took himself out? Oh, brother, like we need you right now. We've seen Russell Wilson, quote unquote, have a potential concussion. Right. He keep playing. Peyton, all the greats have done it. And it's not right. It's not, you know, the healthy thing to do. But as the quarterback, you have the most important position on the field. And you have to leave everything out there. So what that means is, I'm talking about playoff games.
Yep.
That means that somebody else has to be the person to take you out of the game. It can't be you saying, oh, I think I have a concussion. Unless you get knocked out, unless like something, you have to stay in the game as long as possible because you're going to expect guys to go out there with broken arms, broken fingers, torn ligaments, all of that stuff in there. And the other players are doing that.
So Philip Rivers playing in a what, torn ACL?
Yeah, it happens. And granted, it is your head. It's different. And yes, we are supposed to do the right thing. But when it comes down to it, in a playoff game and a Super Bowl, do you think that Tom Brady is coming out of the game with a potential concussion, taking himself out?
No.
Not happening.
It's very likely he's played games with a concussion.
Yep. Some people are just built different.
Well, and here's the other thing on top of what you just said. Wentz already had issues in the locker room.
Yep.
Right? We know that. So this is very interesting.